Hang on, our next speaker, Jeremy Corbyn MP, is Vice Chair of CND. He's one of the founding members of the Stop the War Coalition. He's called, of course, he's in Labour Against the War. And as most of the groups that organised this demonstration have also gone to the West Country, I'm pleased to delighted to say he's from Chippenham. So, Jeremy Corbyn.
Thank you. Thanks very much. And firstly, congratulations to those that organised today's demonstration in March. And well done to everybody for being here. Because merely by our attendance, merely by our presence, we're giving a message that is actually being conveyed to a hugely wider public than this, that we are demanding the withdrawal of British and American troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. We are not at war with the Iraqi people. We are wanting peace in the world as a whole. That's why we're here today. We're here also to grieve the deaths of soldiers, British, American and Iraqi, and to grieve the deaths of over 600,000 Iraqi citizens who have died. And as Tony Flynn pointed out, those that will die from cluster bombs and from depleted uranium, those that will die as a product of that invasion. And I, as a Member of Parliament, am disgusted that fellow members of Parliament are not prepared, apparently, to have a serious inquiry into the causes of war and the aftermath of the war. They prefer to hide away from their shame of the vote that they took in 2003 to commit British troops to Iraq. And when Tony Blair spoke in Afghanistan a few weeks ago, he made a blood-curdling, chilling and stupid speech all at the same time, in which he appealed to British soldiers by saying that this is the sort of, I forget his exact words, something like the final frontier. This is where the empire must win. The empire must win in Afghanistan. That is what is behind a lot of this thinking. It is a crazy and very, very dangerous notion that we have to win in Afghanistan in order to prevent the world falling into some kind of evil abyss in the future because of the threats that face the world. For most people, in most places around this world, the threats they face are poverty, homelessness, hunger, AIDS, sanitation, life expectancy below 40, and death because of environmental destruction brought about partly by human activity and partly by climate change. And what alternative are we offering to those people around the world? Trident being replaced, billions spent on new weapons of indiscriminate mass destruction as a lesson to the rest of the world, wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, constant rearmament by the West to pursue more and more neo-colonial wars around the world. None of that will bring peace. None of that will bring justice. None of that will bring safety for our children and their children after them. Surely, let's teach the world a lesson, that we have learned the lesson, and pull the troops out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq, end the nonsense of nuclear armaments, and look to a world of peace and justice in the future. We are the voice of that, through the World Social Forum, through the anti-war movements in Europe, in the United States, in South Asia, in Latin America, and in Africa. We are a majority around the world. It's time to force the political leaderships of North America and Europe pull back, disarm, work for peace. Thank you.